Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Welcome to Royal Enfield in Brockenhurst.
Thanks.
I'm here today with Claire. Claire is a sales manager.
I guess we'll go with that, yes.
For Royal Enfield.
Thank you.
So, Claire, if you can tell me a little bit about what you do here and how you go about it, how it was set up in the first place.
So,
Royal Enfield.
Royal Enfield. My boss, the director of the company, Paul, is a massive bike fan and he loves all sorts of bikes. And we purchased this property from the Midland Bank when they decided to leave Brockenhurst High Street. And it just naturally lended itself to this kind of bike dealership. And it was a really natural progression. It just felt that these bikes and this location was perfect. And here we are, basically. I run the dealership day to day. So I'm here from 8:30 in the morning till 6 in the evening, Monday through Friday. And then we're open Saturdays from 8:30 till 5. And I do everything. So merchandise, selling the bikes, moving the bikes, moving the showroom round. I've got a big team behind me, so I can't take any of the credit for a lot of the stuff, but we do all the servicing here as well, warranty work, MOTs, anything like that. And we do the ride outs, and we're always here, welcome, friendly, cup of coffee as well if you need it.
Well, I can vouch for the friendliness of the enterprise.
Thank you.
I've been here several times now, and all I've got is a warm welcome.
Oh, that's very nice to hear.
One of the main reasons that I've put a deposit in on one of these.
The Himalayan is a centre bone of the Royal Enfield range, and this is the new one, and it is a proper brand new machine from the ground up. It's not a facelift, it's a proper machine it's so exciting. I just can't wait for people to get out on it and really see how amazing it is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really, really looking forward to getting mine. I understand I'm going to be one of the first in
absolutely,
the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. Your order is in, and I've had a long chat with my area manager who likes to keep me happy, and he has said, yes, we are getting you in and on it first.
Brilliant. So once I've got it, then I'm going to be doing an owner's review.
Yes.
Somebody that's gone through the whole process. So if you can tell me what the process is for ordering one of these from here.
So come down with your wallet, which is always a good start. So now come in and have a chat. What you won't get from us is any kind of pressure. So come in, have a chat. We'll go through the options on the bike. There are 5 different colour schemes. So you have a sit down, and it doesn't matter whether it takes 10 minutes, whether you know what you want. We will spend as long as you need to go through and make sure that everything you want is on the bike. So we order the standard bike, but then if you wanted to add extras like engine bars we've got on this one, we can sit down and do that. We then put the order in. I then send that off to Royal Enfield, where it whizzes through the airwaves. And then we just wait, basically. They then send me a chassis number, registration number, and I give you a call and say, when do you want it?
ASAP.
ASAP is always the answer I get.
As soon as it arrives.
So it's a really simple system. It's very stress-free. And like I say, we're just so relaxed here. It's all about being friendly, customer service, and just making sure that you get what you want and get you out on the road so you can smile.
I'm so looking forward to it. I've watched the review videos that they've done up in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
And I think it fits. It fits for what I want to
absolutely
do.
Absolutely.
And I think coming down to sea level, it's going to have a little bit more extra power than they had up in the Himalayas. It'll be able to breathe better anyway.
Absolutely. I think everything that we've heard, read and seen on YouTube and in the magazines, it is living up to everybody's expectations plus. Mm-hmm. So actually having some feedback from people that are owning it in the UK is just going to be fantastic. And I can't wait to see what you think. But I'm hoping that you love it as much as we know we are going to.
So if somebody wants one of these or one of the other bikes, I mean, there are several in here to choose from.
Absolutely.
That they just need to come in, have a chat.
Come in.
Put a deposit
absolutely
down.
Absolutely.
And
so for any of the range, not the new Hemi, because at the moment I don't really know what the lead time's going to be, but any of the other range, if I haven't got it in stock, it's 10 working days from placing a deposit with me to the bike arriving here. Then we pop it through our workshop where we've got our skilled technicians and they PDI it. It's cleaned by, we've got an excellent valeter who does all of our detailing and cleaning. So it's just perfect for you when you come and collect it. So it's about 2 weeks from ordering
fantastic
to getting out on the bike.
So that'll be from the Interceptors to the Classics.
Absolutely. Right through from the 350s, 450s, 650 Twins. Absolutely. Yeah.
And what are the old Himalayan, the 411, is that going to stay in production? Are they just going to phase it out for this?
Yeah. So unfortunately, the old Himalayan will be no more. We're saying goodbye to her. There is still some available brand new in the market, and we still have some. So if you do want an old one, it does have a bit of a soft spot in my heart, and I really do love the whole Himi. But it was crying out for a bit of modernisation, and that's what they've done. So, yeah, we will be saying goodbye to the old Himalayan, but she'll still be about.
But, yeah, I mean, they're very, very popular.
Very, very, very.
Have you had many people coming in with the old Himis wanting to change to the new one yet?
Funny enough, no. What I found is there's been a bit of a resurgence into the old 411, and I think because it's a lot more basic than this one, people are thinking of keeping them both. So they don't mind if it gets dirty, and they don't mind if it goes down some rough old roads. So they are keeping them both. So it's going to be interesting to see. I genuinely did think we'd get a few more trading in, but I think people love them, so they're going to keep them.
So how many people like me that have come down from... I've come down from a Ducati Multistrada. So I'm losing 110 brake horsepower. I'm happy with that. I'm losing an awful lot of weight, which is another plus for me. Weight is an issue. I have struggled with the Ducati with my knees and that and hips. So I think this is the right move for me.
I think what we're discovering, especially where we're located, we're in the New Forest, and most of the speed limits around here are between 30 and 40. And what we're finding is more and more people just want to enjoy being on the bike. It's not about going fast. It's not about accelerating quickly. It's about smiling when you're on the bike. And that is what this range of bikes do. From the 350s up, it's just about enjoying the ride. And it's so lovely to get people out there that come back and they grin. And, yeah, and that's what this is about. It's not about how fast can you go? How fast can I get there? It's about getting there and just enjoying the ride.
I think this is going to be a massive, massive grin factor.
Me too. Me too.
Even already,
in the showroom, it's lovely.
At it.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
I mean, just looking around the bike itself, I mean, the finish on it is superb. It's like any top of the range Ducati, BMW. It's the same sort of finish that you'd expect on a much higher priced bike.
Absolutely. The quality is absolutely stunning. And it's one of the reasons that Enfield has got these bikes out and about so people can really get up and look close at them, see the build quality, see the finish, see the products that they've used. And it is stunning. It really, really is stunning. And they've really set their stall out to say, look how great we are. And they are great.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it matches up against the others in the 400 range, like the Triumph Scram and the Rally, the Honda Rally, that sort of thing. So be interesting.
It really will. I'll be honest with you, and I am biased, I think this will be the best of the bunch.
I think you're right, actually. But I'm not biased.
No.
Well, Claire, thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And it's been a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for putting out your trust in us. It's just always lovely when someone comes and says, yes, we'd like to buy from you. It's a real honour.
Well, that's one of the main reasons that I've gone for this bike and for this dealership. I've been to lots of different dealerships. I've looked at lots of different bikes, and this ticks all the boxes for me.
It's so nice to hear.
It's just a wonderful place to come.
Aww.
And I'm looking forward to spending many years of returning.
I really hope so. I really, really hope so. But thank you. Thank you very much for putting your trust in us.
And I can't wait to get it.
Me too. I can't wait to see you on it now. I'm very excited.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.